Hi, everybody. My name is Melanie Rivera, and I will be reading At the Tribunals by Patrick Rosal. Once, in a brawl on Orchard, I clocked a kid with a ridge hand so hard, I could feel his top teeth give. His knees buckled, and my homeboy let loose a 1-2 to finish the job. I turned around to block a sucker punch that didn't come. We ducked under the cops' bright red hatchets that swung around the corner. I never saw the first kid drop. He must have been still falling when I dipped from the scene and trotted toward Delancey. He was falling when I stopped to check my leather for scuff marks. He was falling when I slipped inside a dive to hide from a girl who got ghost for books. He was falling when I kissed the Santo Niño's white feet and Melanie's left collarbone, and the forehead of a roughneck whose nose I was about to bust for nothing but squaring off with me. His head snapped back to show his neck's smooth pelt. Look away long enough, and a boy can fall for weeks, decades, even as you get down on one knee to pray the rotting kidneys in your mother's gut. Don't turn too quick to stone. I didn't stick around to watch my own work. I didn't wait for a single body to hit the pavement. In those days, it was always spring, and I was mostly made of knives. I rolled 22 deep, every one of us lulled by a blade. Though few of us knew the steel note that chimed a full measure, if you slid the edge along a round, to make it keen. I'll tell those stiffs and frocks, go ahead and count me among the ones who made nothing good with his bare hands. I'll confess, I loved the wreckage, no matter the country, no matter the machine.